Page Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, in the middle of the page, where it says, it's a new Gemara, Misha Beirach V'Yachakach Nestam L'Shefer. The Gemara is saying, that what's the din if somebody already davened? Now normally you're supposed to blow Shefer during the Shemoneh Esrei, during the Amidah. What happens if somebody davened, and he didn't have a Shefer, and then he got a Shefer after davening? So it says, take a Meriah Tekiah. You should blow Tekiah through a Tekiah three times. So the Gemara says, time, the only reason why he's allowed to do it afterwards is that they have a Leshefer Mikara. Because he didn't have a Shefer to begin with, so he Pashut had no choice. Ha, have a Leshefer. But if he had a Shefer Mikara to begin with, Kishamalu, when he heard the Shefer, I say the Bracha Shamalu. He should hear them in the order of the Brachas. In other words, the fact that the Braisa says a din, or the Mishnah says a din, that if you got a Shefer later and you didn't have it during the Shemoneh Esrei, then you have to blow Shefer later. Which means, if you had it originally, you have to blow ala Seder. So the Gemara says a story. Rav Papa Bashmul, come, let's see, got up to Davin. This part we learned yet. He got up to Davin and Rosh Hashanah by himself. Amal Elishami said to his servant, when I signal to you that I finished the bracha, tkali, blow shefer for me. Okay? So we see that the Gemara says that even by an individual, when he davened Shemoneh Esrei, he told the servant to blow for him. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rava Rava said to him, no, you're wrong. Because le'amro ala b'chavi ira, the only time you're allowed to blow shefer during the Shemoneh Esrei is when there's a minyan. But if you daven privately, you don't blow shefer during the Shemoneh Esrei. So he basically told Rav Papa Bashmul that you made a mistake, because you told your servant, you were davening by yourself, and you told your servant to blow shofar for you. It's not true, you don't blow shofar unless you daven with a minyan. So he says, Tanya Namiyachi, so we learned in a braisa, true shaman, when you listen to shofar, shaman Allah say that you have to listen and then right before the wide lines of Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, of 68. Right before the lines get wide. Says Tanya Namachi, so we learned in the Braisik Shu Shema, when you listen to the Shefer, Shema Allah said you have to listen in the proper order. And also I'll say that Abrachis also with the order of the Brachis. Meaning after Malchias you blow, after Zachrenis you blow, after Shefer you blow. But the Braisik says in Ta'aba Medvar Mamorim, but when is this Bechavi Eu? Only when there's a minion. Aval Shle Bechavi Eu, but when if there's no minion, Shema Allah said it, you hear the Shefer in the proper order, but Shalei al Seder Brachas, not by the order of the Brachas. Meaning, in the Shemoneh Esrei you don't hear. So you see clearly that the only time you blow Shemoneh Esrei during Musaf, I mean, you blow Shefer during the Shemoneh Esrei is only if you have a minyan. Then it says, V'yochad Shalei Toka, an individual who didn't blow, Chaveri Tekele, his friend could blow for him. Meaning, just like you could be, it's called Meitzi, somebody else. Just like you could lay the Torah for somebody, you could read the Megillah for somebody. You're allowed to blow Shefer for somebody else. But, Yachet Shalei LeBirach, an individual who didn't daven. Here, Birach is referring only to the Shemoneh Esrei. But an individual who didn't daven the Shemoneh Esrei, Ein Chaverim Mevarach Olav. His friend cannot say it for him. This is what this Braisa holds meanwhile.
Say it?
Daven for you. That means he says it loud and you hear.
Oh, I see.
In other words, by Shefer, I could blow for you. But for the Amida, I can't daven for you that you listen to it. You have to daven yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, meanwhile. Yeah, not finish it. And then the Braisa says, mitzvah v'teken yesa min ha-mevarchim. The mitzvah is greater of Shefer than to daven. What does it mean? It's like, Geita, what does this mean? Shtei Ayaris, if there's two cities within walking distance. It doesn't mean that basically two cities, it means two places. Ba'achas taken and ba'achas mevarchin. In one place they blow shofar, but they don't know how to daven. The other place they know how to daven, but they don't have a shofar. So which place should you go to? Which place is more important, the daven or to blow shofar? So it says, Herchon l'makim shetekim, you go to the place where they blow, v'in herchon l'makim shemevarchin. But you don't go to the place of davening. Oh, 1 second. So Gemara says, Pshit, of course, Hadei Reis Hadei Rabbanan. Of course, Shofar is biblical. davening is rabbinic. So of course, if you have a choice of biblical mitzvah or rabbinic mitzvah, you go to the biblical mitzvah. I mean, what's the question? So he says, Leitzricha, it's necessary to tell us, Alpha Gavda Havadi Vahosafik. And this is an interesting answer. And this is a very important halacha. Even though the Shefer, let's say the place of Shefer is doubtful. You might have a Shefer that you don't know. And the place of davening is definite. You go to the Shefer place, even though it's a doubt, but the fact that it's a biblical doubt, that comes before a definite rabbinic. So therefore the Braisa says that if you have a choice of going to two places, one that blows Shefer and one that davens.
What do you mean davens? What do you mean?
Yeah.
You could daven yourself.
Yeah, but speaking, see, in the olden times, they didn't have Siddur and Machzeidim. So either you went to daven along, or if not, you didn't daven. If you imagine, most people today don't know the Rosh Hashanah Shemoneh Esrei by heart, right? A guy is stuck in jail without a city. He's going to daven, he's not going to daven, he's not going to be able to daven. Right? They maybe could say the regular Shemoneh Esrei, but he's not going to be able to do the Rosh Hashanah one. So, they didn't have Siddurim or Machzeirim like we have today. But the Gemara's Chiddush over here is that even somebody who has a doubtful biblical opportunity to blow Shefer, to listen to Shefer, or a definite rabbinic obligation of davening, this comes first. Doubtful Shefer comes first.
But before we said somebody cannot daven.
One second, the Gemara's not finished.
Maybe you should go to the davening before and then.
No, obviously, then you can do both. You do both, but you're speaking in a case you can only do one of the two.
Yeah.
And then the Gemara says the Mishnah continues that what Tershem sheshliach tzibur chayiv jasik the shliach tzibur. This is what the Mishnah said. Jasik the shliach tzibur is chayiv to daven. Kach kol yochid veyochid. Every individual is also obligated to daven. So then, the Mishnah continued and said that Rabbi Gamliel says that the Chazan could daven for everybody. That means the first opinion in the Mishnah, the Chachamim hold, that just like every the Chazan is obligated to daven himself, every individual is obligated to daven himself, meaning the Chazan can't be made to you by davening. But Rabbi Gamliel says the Chazan could daven for you. And again, this means that you stand and listen to every single word of the Chazan. Because that's the rule. Shemea Ka'ena means, by listening, it's like you said it. By listening, what?
So what's the explanation for Shliach Tzibur?
We'll soon see in the Gemara.
No,
the Gemara is going to discuss what that means. The question is, and this is what the Gemara is going to go into now. Can the Chazan be Maitzi, only a person who doesn't know how to daven, or even a person who does know how to daven? For instance, if I know how to blow Shefer, you can still blow Shefer for me. Right? If I know how to read the Megillah, you can still read the Megillah for me. Just because I know how to blow Shefer doesn't mean I must blow Shefer. Somebody can blow Shefer for me and I can hear it. The Gemara is going to discuss, and this is the whole argument basically between Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim, if somebody knows how to daven, can the Chazan daven for you anyway, if you listen? That's going to be the whole argument. Because, Marshall, by Kiddush, you have an obligation to make Kiddush, yeah? Yet, if somebody makes Kiddush for you, it's like you made Kiddush. Why is it that you made Kiddush? Because the rule is, Shemaya Ka'ena. Listening is like you said it. So if you listen to somebody make Kiddush, it's like you said the Kiddush. Or Havdalah, Megillah, whatever it is. By a Chazan, with the Shemoneh Esrei, the Gemara is going to discuss the whole argument if it works for somebody who knows how to daven.
Kriya Satorah, same thing.
Mm-hmm. But for benching too, somebody knows how to
daven. In the time of, same question, right. Can somebody bench for you, mm-hmm. if you know how to bench? Mm-hmm.
What about the preliminaries, like Pasach Eliyahu, some Sephardi Shul, they say, oh, did you say it? If you say it, then we start davening.
That's just...
somebody says it.
Here the Gemara is basically talking about the Shemoneh Esrei and that's it. Because the primary Amida is Shemoneh Esrei. Shema is a separate mitzvah. Shemoneh Esrei is a separate mitzvah. Tefillin is a separate mitzvah. You just hack them all together. But if somebody puts on tefillin and doesn't daven, or daven, I mean, it's two separate mitzvahs. Here the Gemara is basically talking about a shliach tzibur. The Gemara is going to differentiate in halacha between a regular day and Rosh Hashanah. And we'll soon see in the Gemara elaborates more. So the Mishnah said that just like the Chachamim hold, just like the Shliach Tzibur has to daven himself, every individual has to daven himself. Rabbi Gamliel says, no. In the Mishnah we learned, Rabbi Gamliel says, the Chazan could be Meitzi and do it for everybody. So the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned in a Braisim, Amru Leila Rabbi Gamliel, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Gamliel, I don't understand you. If you hold that the Chazan could daven for everybody, the Dvarecha Lama Tzibur Mispalalim. Why does everybody daven? If the Chazan could do it for everybody, why does, you know, why is everybody daven?
Same thing.
Huh? That's
meaning it's the same thing.
Why is the silent Shemoneh Esrei necessary? Amar Lahem, so he said, no, that's basically not for them, it's for the Chazan. Lahaz the Shliach Tzibur Tfilasi. That the Chazan can prepare. In other words, like we know, even today, even though today it's a whole different story, the Chazan repeats the Shemoneh Esrei. Why? What happens? You have a minyan, you have scholars. Yeah, the Chazan still repeats the Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Because that was done in the olden times. In the olden times, they did it to be made to somebody that didn't know how to daven. Why? Because in the old times, they didn't have Siddurim. So many more people weren't able to daven. So the Chazan, as a normal routine, would repeat the Amidah. That's why we learned, we discussed many times, Ma'ariv, the Chazan doesn't repeat. Why doesn't the Chazan repeat Ma'ariv? Because Ma'ariv used to be optional. Not nowadays, but Ma'ariv used to be optional. And if Ma'ariv was optional, what's the need to repeat it for? Whoever didn't daven, what's the big deal? That's why the Chazan doesn't repeat Ma'ariv. The only time the Chazan repeats a little bit is Friday night. After Vayechulu, the Chazan says, you know, Baruch Atah Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and the Magen Avos, and Elokeinu Melech Haolam Senior said, Novim Nochaseinu. That is a mini repetition. You realize it's a mini repetition. And over there is a different reason. That is to stall davening. The Gemara says, because people used to come late, and the shuls were not necessarily in the city, they were a little outside of the city, and it was dangerous for people to walk home Friday night because they couldn't walk home with fire. They just used to walk home with torches to see where they're going, and the animals shouldn't, whatever. Friday night you can't, and people would come late to shul, so they didn't want people walking home themselves, so they stole davening. They made it longer, pasha, by a mini chazaras shatz, that the guys should be able to catch up. But like this, might if you don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Why does the chazan, if the chazan is davening out loud, why does the chazan say the Shemoneh Esrei first himself? He's saying it anyway out loud. So the answer is to practice. It's called lahazdis tfilosi, to practice. What does it mean to practice? Because in the olden times they didn't have siddurim. So you'd have to, and it's all by heart. So they have to practice to get it going by heart. By the way, this is also the reason why we don't say the chazan doesn't repeat the lakai nitzor. If that's part of the Shemoneh Esrei, why doesn't the chazan repeat the lakai nitzor? Because Shemoneh Esrei was made up by the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. Before the second Beis Hamikdash. Elokai Nitzor was added in the time of the Gemara. So it's added much, much, much later. So it's not from the vital parts of Shemoneh Esrei, so to speak. So there's no need for the Chazan to repeat it.
Another thing is Modim. Chazan misses the second Modim, the shorter one. Always.
But he has the big, he has the primary one.
Two big ones, he did.
Yeah. So but the big one's better than the little one. It's called the short one. This is the big one. Okay, so now the Chacham said to Rav Gamliel, so why does the Tzibur daven? So they answered that the guy should practice. Rav Gamliel said to the Chachamim, I have a different question back to you. L'divreichem, lama shliach tzibur yed l'fnei ha-teva? He says, according to the Chachamim hold, the Chazan can daven for you, yeah? So Rav Gamliel says a very simple question, so why do you have a Chazan repeating the Shemoneh Esrei? For whom? If you're not yaitzed from the chazan, so why does the chazan say the Shemoneh Esrei over? Amru Leiser, he said, k'dei lehetze shein abaki. For Taku, who's somebody who doesn't know how to daven. doesn't know how to daven, so then the chazan could be made to him. But Ram Gamliel said, but the chachamim hold that a guy who knows how to daven cannot be yetziv in the chazan.
So now that's our question we're trying to find out.
Right. Amalam said the chachamim said. So Ram Gamliel said to them, "Keshem shemaitz shein abaki, just like he could daven to the one that doesn't know how to daven. Kach meitz abaki, he could daven for the guy that knows." He said, "What's the difference? If he could be made to somebody, what's the difference if you know how to daven or not?" Now, the reason that the Chachamim, as the Rishonim write, quote it, the Redva, the Rashba, the Ran, they write, the Chachamim wanted a person should say his own, even though it's the same text. The Chachamim wanted, if you know how to do it, you have to do it yourself. It's such an important thing, why are you listening from somebody else? Just like we learned by Mila, by Bris, there's a din, that if the father knows how to do it, he has to do it. The reason that we have a Moyel doing it, because we don't know how to do it. Right? That's why you have to make the Moyel a Shliach to do it. But if you know how to do it, like if you're a Moyel, you're not allowed to have a second Moyel do it.
No. My father was a Moyel.
Yeah, so he did it.
All the kids.
Yeah, he has to do it. According to Allah, you have to do it. What?
But you say that, why does the Shliach Tzibur say it over again? Because those that don't know how to daven can be Yotze just by simply saying Amen after every bracha.
Right, that's what the Gemara... No, we're not only answering Amen, you have to listen to the whole bracha. I'll tell you another reason why the Chazan repeats the Shemoneh Esrei. People should have time to talk. If there's no repetition, when are the people going to do business and talk? Now the Gemara says, Amir Abba Barav Chana. So we have a machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. That means like this. Everybody holds that if you don't know how to daven, the Chazan could do it for you. If you know how to daven, a baki it's called, the guy who knows how to daven, so Rabbi Gamliel says the Chazan could daven for you anyway. And Rabbi Gamliel holds that, and the Chacham said, "No, you can't." Okay, that was so far. So now, Amar Abba Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yechanan made them Chacham and Rabbi Gamliel. The Chacham agreed; they changed their mind. This is what he holds. The Chacham changed their mind and agreed to Rabbi Gamliel that the Chazan could be made to you with davening. That's what Rabbi Rabbi Chanan said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. But Rava and Rav said, "No, Adaini Machlekes is still a Machlekes." It's still an argument. They never agreed. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yechanan said the Chacham changed their mind and gave in to Ram Gamliel. Mm-hmm. That even the Chazan could be made to even a baki. And the Rav holds, no, it's still a machlekes. So now the Gemara continues and says, Shamer Rav Chiya b'rei Rav bar Nachmeni, Rav Chiya, the son of Rav bar Nachmeni, heard that what Rabbi Yechanan said. And he said that he heard that the Chachamim agreed to Ram Gamliel. So he said this Chia, Breid Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, said this din over to Rav Dimi Bar Chinina, that Rabbi Yechanan said, that the Chacham gave in to Ram Gamliel. Amalei, he said to him, Hachi Amar Rav, Adayini Machlekes. So he answered him back, but Rav says, it's still a Machlekes. Amalei, so he said to him, Rav Chia said, Rabbi Bar Chana Nami Amar Hachi. Even Rabbi Bachana said it's still machlekes. Mm-hmm. Meaning, ki amar Rabbi Yechon l'ashmaiti, he said as follows. Rabbi Yechon, when he said that the Chachamim gave in to Ram Gamliel, if legalei reshlokish argued on Rabbi Yechonin, and he said, adayini machlekes is still machlekes. Meaning as follows. Rabbi Yechonin said it's still a machlekes. No, I'm sorry. Rabbi Yechonin said the Chachamim gave in to Ram Gamliel, that the Chazan could do it. Rav said no, and Reish Lakish said no. Mm-hmm. So he said, even when Rabbi Bar Bachana came and said it in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, mm-hmm. that the Chachamim gave in, but he also said that Reish Lakish right away argued. Mm-hmm. That means Rav and Reish Lakish, two opinions hold, that there's still a machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. And Rabbi Yechanan says, no, the Chachamim gave in to Rabbi Gamliel, that the Chazan could be made to even the Baki. So now the Gemara asks, and me, Amir Rabbi Yechanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yechanan say that the Chachamim agreed to Ram Gamliel? How can he say such a thing? Why? Because it says, Amr Avchana Tzipeiro, Rabbi Chana from Tzipeiri said, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Hilchasu Kram Gamliel. That Rabbi Yechanan said, the halacha is like Ram Gamliel, which means, Hilchas said, the fact that he said the halacha is like Ram Gamliel, Michlau de Pligi, so you see from there that he argues. Why? Because if the Chachamim would agree to Ram Gamliel, he can't say the halacha is like Ram Gamliel, because even the Chachamim agree to that. So the fact that Rabbi Yechanan said, the halacha is like Ram Gamliel, means that the Chachamim argue. So how could Rabbi Yechanan say the Chachamim agree? So he says, Gemara answers as follows. Kisala k'ravama miyome. It's very strange why the Gemara has to say it, but there must be a reason. When Rabbi Abba came back from the ocean, he went on a trip to the sea. So Gemara says, when he came back, who cares? I mean, the question is, who cares? But that's what the Gemara says. When Rabbi Abba came back from the sea, from his trip, Pirshi explained it as follows. That made them chacham l'ram gamliel bebracha shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom HaKippurim. He says as follows. When did the Rabbi Yechanan say that the Chachamim agreed to Ram Gamliel? Not a whole year. Only Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That everybody holds that you can be mites even a baki. This that he says, Hilchasa, Michlau de Pliga, that he argues, is speaking of Brachas to Chol Hashanah of a whole year. Meaning, Gemara explains it very simply. There's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and there's a whole year. Okay? Originally, they were arguing in both places. Can the Chazan be Motzi the Baki? Who knows how to daven? So, Rav Gamliel said yes, Rav Chachamim said no. Originally. Then, the way the Gemara interprets it now, the Gemara says, Rav Yechanan said, that by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Chachamim agreed with Rav Gamliel. A whole year, they still argued, but the halacha is like Ram Gamliel that you could do it anyway. That's the way Rabbi Yechanan learned. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they were made it to Ram Gamliel. They gave in to Ram Gamliel that even the Chachamim agreed, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because it's such a long davening, and even the experts really don't know it. So you could do it for him. The rest of the year is still an argument. But the halacha, Rabbi Yechanan says, is like Ram Gamliel that you could. That you could blow shofar for them. I mean, not blow shofar, daven for them. V'hilcha v'alocha, and this that he said, the alocha, three lines in the top, mechlal de pligi, we see from there that he argues, is speaking of brachas b'chol hashana, the brachas of the rest of the year. So the Gemara asks, it's not true? Any, it's not true, because Rav Chanan ben Tzipori said, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, halocha k'ram gamliel, b'brachas shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom HaKippurim. That the halacha is like Ram Gamliel, even by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which means that even then they argue. El Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said as follows. Man Meidim, who admits, who agrees, Abrachas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, who agrees to Ram Gamliel, Rab Meir. V'alacha Mechal de Pligi Rabbanan. And the Gemara is going to explain what this means. The Gemara is sticking in another opinion over here called Rab Meir. He says, when it says in one place they agreed to him, that's Rav Meir. Mm-hmm. When he said they still argue, that's the Chachamim. Mm-hmm. Why? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braise, Brachas Shel Rosh Hashanah V'Shel Yom HaKippurim, the Brachas of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Shliach Tzibur, Meitzi Arabim Yedei Chevasim. The Brachas of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Chazan can be Meitzi everybody. Divrei Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir holds. So what does Rav Meir hold? That the Chazan and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur could daven for you. Now, Chachamim Eimrim, the Chachamim said, Kshem Sheshliach Tzibur Chayiv, just like the Shliach Tzibur is Chayiv to daven in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Kol Yachid V'Yachid Chayiv, every individual is obligated to daven. Okay? So therefore the Gemara is explaining that Rav Meir holds that the, according to the Chachamim, by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Shliach Tzibur could do it for you. The Chachamim hold, no, you can't. Even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Maishno, what's the difference between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and the whole year? What's the difference? So the Gemara says, Ilema mishum de nefishi kroi. If you're saying because it's a long davening, pashut a lot of psukim, and not everybody will remember the psukim. Gemara says you don't need such a long davening in Rosh Hashanah. V'amir av chanan amir av, ki even sha'amar. Once the guy says, uveseirascha kosuv lemer, that in your Torah, it says, shuvei nitzarch, you don't even have to say any other psukim. So the Gemara says, mishum da'af she brachas. It's all because it's harder brachas. In other words, as follows. The Gemara thought that there's a lot of psukim to say. So the Gemara says, you don't even have to say all the psukim. If a guy just says, in your Torah it says, and that's it. It's good enough.
So the obviously, old davening?
The old davening. No, the Gemara says, not the psukim. If you look in the Machzer, or it's even in the Siddur, you have... No, if you look, this is in the Siddur, at least the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. There's two parts of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, if you look on 286, that's really the Psukim start. Okay, so if you look, 284 is, we say the regular Mibnei Chatoenu. A little bit different, but we say, okay. Then, on 286, you have V'namer V'lehi B'tavim B'yakiv. There's a whole bunch of psukim all the way down until the middle of 287. Mm-hmm. Okay, from 286 and through 287 is a bunch of psukim. V'namar, 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 okay? These are all psukim. So the Gemara says, are you telling me that the reason is because there's so many psukim? It can't be. Because all you have to say, if you see on 287, right in the middle page, it says, if you just say those three words, it's good enough. But the Gemara says, but the Gemara answers, the bracha is different. You see, that's the bracha. Then on 288, starts again, all the psukim again. For the next part, from 288, basically, until the middle of 290, is all psukim. Shem v'nama, v'nama, v'nama. And then 290 starts the bracha again, which is also a different bracha than always. Then you start again on 291, a whole bunch of psukim again. 291, 292, until the first paragraph, 293. Then you have the bracha. Elokeinu v'elokei aviseinu, t'kabe shev god l'chei aseinu. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara asks the question, why is Rosh Hashanah different that the Chazan could do it for you? So the Gemara says, if you tell me because there's all these psukim to say, the Gemara says, that's not true, because all you have to say is, in your Torah it says, period. So that every Jew could say. You don't have to be an expert in all the psukim to say that. So Gemara says, no, the real reason is because the brachas are very long. There's three brachas which are different than always. And that is the problem that not everybody knows. And that's why Rosh Hashanah, you could do it for you. Now obviously, you're not supposed to skip. See, Taisus asked before, Taisus asked, Taisus asked the question, what do you mean you could just say if Sarasa Kosov Lamer? When the Gemara said before the minimal amount of psukim is 10. Remember we learned before in the Gemara said the minimal amount of psukim is 10. Mm-hmm. So how can the Gemara say just by saying it's enough? So Taisus learns a whole different story is going on over here. Taisus learns if you start saying the psukim, you need minimum of 10. But if you don't even start, you don't need any. You could just say, it also costs of lemer. That's what Taisus learns. It's probably a problem to jump back and forth in the Shemoneh Esrei itself. It's like nishtahin nishtahay, you know, making God get translators there to understand it. And the Malachim have to get translated, I don't know. It's allowed, I mean, if somebody, but it has to be done. You have to do it in the right places to change, you know what I mean? In middle, not the middle of a thing, just go change the English. You have to finish a thing.
Somebody doesn't know Perush HaMilos to say in English.
The best thing is to learn the davening before Yom Tov. To learn the davening before Yom Tov. Or even have an Hebrew English that you can glance, you know, to think a general idea of what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But the Kedush of the Tfilis and Lashon Kodesh are unbelievably great. I mean, they were written by Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, so Mamish Zeruach HaKodesh with all the Mises. Mm-hmm. There's a whole controversy in contemporary Poskim. You know, people wanted to write like prayers for the Holocaust and prayers for this and prayers for that. And many people were against it. They said, you know, the olden tefillahs were written by great, great tzaddikim, mm-hmm. who had divine inspiration, Ruach HaKodesh, mm-hmm. and they knew how to write and they knew the kavanis of things like that. Sometimes you can have newer people writing that are not as great and they can make it worse by writing. You know, if you don't know what you're doing, so to speak, you can make it worse by writing rather than better.
But it incorporates everything in
the Shemoneh
Esrei anyway.
Only what people
on Shemoneh Esrei
do.
All those things are in there anyway.
Yeah, but I'm saying the Holocaust is not mentioned in Shemoneh Esrei. Like, I mean,
Yisrael is saying the Holocaust thing.
Yeah, so people do it. I'm not saying that people don't do it. I'm just saying there was a whole controversy. Yeah, but this is not during davening. Kshal is during davening, Lamashul, to add and things like that. The question is, you know, are people able to do it? Sometimes a guy's going to write something, instead of making it better, you can make it worse.
It says something about tzaddikim, and all the people perished in the Holocaust are tzaddikim. So.
But we're talking about the people that stayed alive, they're not tzaddik. They're the ones that are writing it.
Okay.
Huh? Kolam tzedika, but they're not. Like there's a letter from the Rebbe about this, but making a piyut, and the Rebbe writes that the people today are not as great as they used to be, and therefore it could be a problem.
Or we could add it ourselves. We could add, you know, where we.
In Shema Kaleinu, you could add whatever you want. Yeah, that's a personal time.
Yeah, somebody's so interested. They could.
And even then, some people have a minute. They don't add anything. That's it. They don't. Shmanesi, what Shmanesi says. And other people do it, you know.
It's pretty much complete, really.
Shemoneh Esrei covers everything.
Yeah.
And whatever a person asks exists there.
Yeah.
No, whatever a person could possibly ask for is there.
Sure. Sometimes if you ask, you're limiting it.
Correct.
Yes.
That's why what they added, it's like, a little kid has a need, yeah? A little kid is, they're poor, they have nothing to eat. So a little kid says, will you please give me a daven to God, please give me a candy. I mean, what's he davening for? They need to have food. What do you know what you're davening for, you know? It's worthless. It's worth making it worse. You have to know what to ask for. In fact, that itself we daven. Hashem should tell us what to ask for. When people used to write to the oil of the Friedrich Rebbe, so they used to write a whole bunch of things that they're asking. If the Rebbe once said, don't detail your letter what you want. He says, the Friedrich Rebbe knows better than you what you need, and if you're going to ask, you're going to ruin it. Because you might not know what to ask for.
Yeah.
So just say you're asking him, that he should daven for you for whatever you need. Okay, not to put in any details. Because you're going to ruin it, he says.
It's exactly like
that.
Huh? But Lapel, the guys do write, I don't know. But there was a time that Rebbe said that, what are you writing for? You know, he knows better than you what you need, so you're going to ruin it. You're going to ask for something stupid, and he knows better than you, so you're going to ruin it. His famous story, the Berdichevet. He came to Shul. There was a lady standing in front of on Kaddish before Rosh Hashanah, and she was arguing with God, so to speak. And she said to Hashem, "God, you're very cruel." She said to God, "She's God, you're cruel. You make widows and you make orphans and you make people suffer and hunger and sick." And she started saying all the bad things God does. Anyway, she said at the end, she said, "God, I'll make you a deal. You forgive me, I'll forgive you." That's what she said. "You forgive me for the year, I'll forgive you." So Rabbi Ditchever said, "Foolish lady. With that, she could have brought Mashiach." Was she asking, "Okay, you forgive me"? What's she asking about herself for? She could have forgiven the whole Bnei Yisrael like that.
Yes.
You have to know. See, she made it worse. You know what I mean? Because you have to know what to do. By the way, that's the reason. The whole Shemoneh Esrei is plural. It's not singular. We don't say Refa'enu heal me. Refa'enu means heal us. Because when you daven with everybody included, it's much more powerful than if you daven for yourself. Okay, the Gemara says, in Gufa we learned, Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav. Rav Chananel said the name of Rav, that Kivin Shammah B'Sirachzal Kotzav Leimerd, once you say B'Sirachzal Kotzav Leimerd, Shuvei Nitzarch, you don't have to say any other psukim. So it says, they thought, Hani Mili B'Yachad, this is in the middle of the page, Hani Mili B'Yachad, it's only by an individual. Avol B'Tzibur, but by a community, Loi. No, that you have to taka say all the psukim. In other words, the Gemara thought originally that if an individual says, just B'Sirachzal Kotzav Leimerd, it's good enough. But a tzibur has to say everything. Mm-hmm. So Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi, so Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Echad yachad v'echad tzibur, whether it's an individual or a community, Kivin sha'amr sirachu kosev leimod, once he says, if sirachu kosev leimod, he says, Shuvay Nitzarchi doesn't have to do anything else.